In a case that has attracted international attention and has brought some pressure to bear on the government of Iran, Iranian TV has aired what it says is a confession by a woman under threat of being stoned to death in Iran. Joining us now is the BBC's Tehran correspondent, John Line, on the line from Cairo. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Bring us up to speed on this case. Last we'd heard, the case was pending and the stoning was expected to proceed. First of all, is the confession authentic? Do we believe it? And secondly, does it change the defendant's status here?
Well, let's go back a bit. Second, in Mohammad Ashtiani, the last we heard was that the stoning sentence was probably not going to happen. They issued a statement through the London embassy trying to kind of muddy the waters, the Iranians, and suggest that we'd all got the wrong end of the stick. And nevertheless, her lawyer and Sakina herself feared that she might be executed at least by hanging for the crime of adultery. Well, now, following that, her lawyer fled the country, Mohammed Mustafai, because he was put under pressure. And another illustration of the enormous embarrassment the Iranian government feels about this, he was trying they were trying to silence, really, anybody from talking about the case. So he fled the country, and now their response to that has been to produce Sakina Mohammad Ashtiani on a television show with this confession, which I think will be viewed with deep, deep scepticism. One of her lawyers has already said that she was tortured in prison for 2 days. Even so, the confession is not really... I'm not clear that she really has explicitly confessed to doing anything, although she does talk about some kind of relationship with a man who is supposed to have murdered her husband. And then in the television program, the presenter then explains how she was involved in the murder, though we never actually hear it from her own mouth.
Yeah, it's
in other words,
it's strange. I mean, the details are that she allegedly admitted, this Mohammad Ashtiani, that a man with whom she was acquainted had offered to kill her husband, and she just sort of let him, kind of waved him forward to actually carry out this crime. That's allegedly her implication here.
Yes, and then the presenter speaking, when she obviously didn't want to say what they wanted her to say, the presenter then on the show explains that she was more involved by giving him some kind of drug while the other man actually carried out the murder itself, although she never actually says that. I think the point of this is that they're trying to move the focus from the adultery issue to murder. They're trying to portray her as a common criminal, having carried out a crime for which she'd be executed in the United States and many other countries in the world. And so they're trying to draw attention away from the fact that she was going to be stoned to death for adultery, in which Iran is the only country in the world for which that crime exists on the statute book and is carried out.
John Line, as you know perhaps better than most, appearances not only can be deceiving in Iran, but can often be irrelevant to what's going on behind the scenes. Does this possibly lead you to believe there's a back room deal going on between this defendant and the government or the mullahs and the justice system in Iran, and that it's not working out as well as they had thought?
No, I think, frankly, that they're just they're playing hardball on this one. They've been very embarrassed by the pressure. They were going to send a signal by this to the West that if you pressure us too hard on these sort of issues, we'll get very nasty. And I'm afraid that she's now going to be executed.
And indeed, this all came in the context of a criticism of Western nuclear media propaganda on the nuclear program in Iran. The BBC's Tehran correspondent, John Line, thanks so much.